Lili Nishmas, Abba Mori Zichron Livracha. Simitaf Lamed Beis. Kodem Sheyaschil Livdok Yivarech. Asher Kedishanu B'mitzvosa B'tzivanu Albiro Chametz. Before we start the B'dikah, we say a bracha. It's a mitzvah derabanan to do B'dikah Chametz. You say a bracha, and the bracha concludes Albiro Chametz. Why do we say the bracha before we start the B'dikah? So the Mishnah explains that the bracha should be said over Lasi Asan. Before you do the mitzvah, first the bracha, then you do the mitzvah. Then it's al bir chametz. Why al bir chametz? Bir means to destroy the chametz. The answer is that the purpose of the bedikah is that if you find any chametz, you'll destroy the chametz the next day. When there's a mitzvah to destroy your chametz. So the bedikah, in a sense, is considered the beginning of the process of bir. It's like search and destroy. It's like the beginning of the process of the bir, and that's why you use the language of albir chametz. Oh, v'im hiskil livdol below bracha. What if you've got to say the bracha? Yivarech chosman shalosiyem b'dikaso. Then you can say the bracha anytime as long as you're still doing the b'dika. In other words, once you finish, you finish. But let's say some strange thing, you've got to say the bracha. So say the bracha in the middle of the b'dika for the which will go for the end, you know, for the next part of the b'dika that you haven't done yet. Now the Mishnah Berurah quotes: what if a person forgot to say a bracha totally? So now, he didn't say the bracha, well now he's going to burn the chametz that he found. He burns it the next day. Now the bracha is al bir chametz, which means to destroy the chametz. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes, some achronim say that in this case, you can actually say the bracha of al bir chametz before you burn the chametz. Even though our practice is to say the bracha before the beginning of the bedika, so the bracha relates to the bedika and the bir the next day, but here, you're saying it on the bir itself and that's enough. Others argue, the Mishnah Berurah says, because the takana was only to say the bracha at the time of the bedika, but the Mishnah Berurah says that if somebody wants to say the bracha, ein mochin biyado, what is shouldn't protest? That many of the achronim say that taka, you're allowed to do this. And if a person by mistake did not say the bracha the night before, he can indeed say the bracha of bir chametz before destroying the chametz the next day. Oh. Then the Shulchan Aruch continues, V'yizor shelo yidaber bein habracha l'tchilas habedika. This is very, very important. You're not allowed to talk between the bracha and the beginning of the bedika. The beginning of the bedika, the mitzvah is to do a bedika's chametz, to check, to look for, to search for the chametz. Now, if a person says a bracha on a mitzvah and then makes a hefsek, that's no good. You have to make a new bracha because the bracha goes on the mitzvah. You can't talk between the bracha and the mitzvah. So here, this is a mitzvah that continues for a while. It might take you half an hour. It might take you an hour to do b'dikas chametz. But the bracha has to be chal on something. It has to relate to something. So you can't talk at all until you start at least the beginning of the b'dika. Very important to announce this before the person says the bracha, that everyone should start the bedika right away. Now, it's better not to talk at all during the entire bedika. V'tov, the Shulchan Aruch continues, V'tov shelo g'daber b'dvarim ha'achim ad sheyigmor kol ha'bedika. It's best not to talk about anything until the bedika is done. Now, what does this mean? This means anything not about the bedika. But dvarim that are tzorach at the bedika, mutar l'chatchila to talk about. Let's say you say, oh, I found the bread. Let's say you're searching for the 10 pieces of bread. You don't have to say, meaning come over here, I found it. No. See here, I found one over here, that your mutter. That's part of the bedika. That's a tzorach, that's mutter to talk about during the bedika itself. Why should you talk during the entire bedika? In order to stay focused on the mitzvah of bedika in front of you. Others explain also, you should never talk in the middle of the hemshich of a mitzvah. You're doing one mitzvah, it's a long mitzvah. You shouldn't talk in the middle of the mitzvah either. So the strict chumrah is not to talk at all before the bedika starts. But really you shouldn't talk during the entire bedika. If you talk during the middle of the bedika about something not related to the bedika, the mitzvah says you don't have to say a bracha again. The only time you have to say a bracha again is if you talk between the bracha and the beginning of the bedika. So this is actually quite important. Sometimes you'll have a house where, let's say, the the father says the bracha, and his children are helping him do the bedika. So each one should make sure no one should say anything until they become involved in beginning, at least in beginning the bedika. That's actually very lemaisa, and it can come up in real life as well. Oh.